81. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch. Now, joining me in the studio is Paolo, who is a multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter from Chelmsford in Essex. He's here to perform music from his forthcoming album, 38. His last album, The Mighty Small, and live performances have received rave reviews from BBC Six's Music, Huey and Morgan. You've also got Classic Rock magazine, Tyler Ames, to name but a few. To put the cherry on top of a very full smothered cream cake, was winning the best solo performer of the decade at the Panic Awards. The award's been going for the last 10 years, and to receive was a total honour. He's got thought-provoking lyrics, amazing live performer, and he's continually gigging, and here is Paolo.
And thought-promoting lyrics.
Did I say that?
No, you almost did.
I nearly got it right. I'm going to have to cut that bit. At least I repeated it. Lyrics. I can't speak this morning. How are you? It's lovely to see
well.
You.
How are you?
We've been having a chat off air.
Yes.
About green frogs.
Green frogs, yep. Crazy green frogs.
Crazy green frogs.
And tunes to play at your funeral, which is kind of strange.
Yes, well.
We've had a few. Yeah, Crazy Frog came up in that one. And what was the other one? Oh, Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie is a good one.
Mm.
Steve Harley, Cotton Rebel, Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Let's start off with the nice topic of death.
Yeah,
so
starts with me to go on.
Now, 2016 has been an incredibly busy year for you. You also had the Cafe Nero chain playing out you as a featured artist.
Yeah.
You got your publishing as well. Mm-hmm. And obviously the album The Mighty Small. You are working on new stuff as we speak. And we'll be talking about the best solo performer of the decade. Can you tell everybody what the Panic Awards are?
Yeah, the Panic Awards are a charity award event that we put on in Chelmsford, celebrating the best arts and entertainment from our Chelmsford and surrounding areas, really. And we ask the public to vote into categories. So we'll put together, or I won't, but the Panic Awards organisers will put together like a hot list of who they think is worthy in each year. And this year was the 10-year anniversary of the Panic Awards.
Mm.
I think back to how that started in an internet cafe with someone coming up with a crazy idea to do like an Oscars ceremony for a laugh, and it kind of spun out from there. Every year we get together, and it's probably the one time of the year that you get to see all the musicians, because we're all playing gigs all the other time of the year, and I think it's a Thursday night. Cunningly done on like a Wednesday or a Thursday night when most people don't have gigs, so we all get together and catch up and celebrate new acts that are coming through. It's a good opportunity to check out new bands, and I've been fortunate enough, and then we ask the public to vote. Of course, that's the other big thing about it, which is why it's an important thing for us all, because people actually have a chance to vote on this.
Mm.
And pick out their favourites, and I've been fortunate enough to win it 5 times, best solo artist, and now the solo performer of the decade, which makes you kind of think this will be around 10 years doing this. And it's a lovely thing to have, you know.
How did you go when they read? Because I voted. I'm one of the people that actually go, we're not one of the, I go, I'm going to go and vote, and I did it.
Well, funnily enough, I won it with Jordan, which is great, because I hadn't had a chance to speak to her all night. So, it was great. Also, a good friend of ours, Alex, won the Best Solo Performer of the Year award, which is great to see him. And I think he was a little bit blitzed when he went up to get it, which always makes it fun. But it was great. It was wonderful to get it with Jordan as well. We had a good old chat as we were on our way to the stage. I think I was I remember jumping on her. And she carried me up the steps to the stage. It should have been the other way around, perhaps,
yeah.
But she's taller than me. And I remember looking at a picture that somebody took afterwards and thinking to myself, my God, I look like a pixie or a gnome. My hat had pulled up into a point, and I was wearing like my saggy crutch trousers, and I just looked like, I swear, I looked like a gnome. It looked like Jordan had just picked up a garden gnome, a beardless garden gnome. But it's great. It's always great to do, you know. I think it's one of those opportunities where we get to spend time and hang around with and see everybody, and have a good old jolly knees up, safe in the knowledge that none of us have got to get up and play. Well, actually, if you're the bands will get up and perform for the best band category, and they're the only performers that we have on the night, because otherwise it'd be really busy. Apart from the winner of the Solo Performer Award, and of course nobody likes to assume anything, so we all pile into the drinking, you know, in the hope that you won't win. Well, on the first couple of beers, you're like, yeah, good luck, everyone. Third B, you're like, I'm feeling a bit rough. Fourth B, you're thinking, God, I hope they don't call me up there. Fifth B, you're like, Jesus. So it was nice this year to be able to stumble onto the stage and not have to worry about picking up a guitar and playing.
And where is the award and what did it look like?
Martin's got this one.
He takes everything from you, your manager.
No, can I just say that I've got the best looking Panic Award out of all of them. It was the year that they actually made an effort with the awards. And one of the jokey things about all of this, of course, is that they never make, because all the money goes to charity, there's no budget. So the awards have been anything from a framed piece of paper to a piece of wood painted orange, a small piece of wood painted orange with a sticker on it, which, to be honest with you, is great because it's in keeping with everything, that the whole point of it, which is to bring people together to raise awareness for charity, and to have a good old knees up while we're doing it, you know. So that's the point with it all. But that's the Panic, you know, and Panic because that's what it's always been. I think the organisation is done by, I know the organisation is done by a guy called Andy Poole, and I think this year the team consisted of Andy and himself, and that was it.
Yeah.
So he pretty much pulled the whole thing together by himself. He's a Chelmsford-based comedian and promoter, and he did a fantastic job. I'm amazed that he managed to get it together, including the video editing. Yeah, it's good.
Now, we're going to talk about the new album, which is called 38.
The 38.
Yes. The 38. I missed that bit off. Your manager just shot me a look there.
That's right.
It's in my eye line. Get out of the way. Now, no, it's fine. I'm kidding, Martin.
Duck under
we always have to say hello to Martin because I always call him Jeff, and I've actually got used to calling you Martin now. So there we go.